UNICEF reports every year 3 million girls in 28 countries on the African continent undergo female genital mutilation. It notes thousands of girls in immigrant communities in Europe, North America, and Australia also are subjected to this ordeal. Globally, it says between 100 and 140 million girls and women have been cut or mutilated. Despite some progress, UNICEF spokesman Damien Persona says it is very difficult to stop female genital mutilation because it continues to have community support. Also, he says governments lack the political will to tackle this issue. He says UNICEF has conducted surveys in African villages that show men usually are not the ones who insist on this tradition being carried out.
It's mostly women's traditions, which basically said, I have gone through this practice, and I would like my daughter, but mostly my great daughter, to do the same. And it's not really also an issue on mothers, because most of the mothers do not really welcome this practice to be done on their daughters, but they are sometimes forced by communities, and especially by their own mothers, the grandmothers and the aunties, to make sure that this practice is still going on.
Contrary to common belief, he says there is no religious basis for female genital mutilation. It is an age-old tradition adhered to by many communities that consider it a prerequisite for marriage. Most girls are cut between infancy and their 14th birthday. UNICEF statistics find, on average, a girl or young woman is subjected every 15 seconds to genital mutilation, a practice that causes excruciating pain. Persona says the consequences for girls and women are physically and psychologically devastating.
You can quickly die from an infection of this practice, because most of the time it's not done properly. It's done with, you know, some things like taking something from the bush, and the knife is rusty. So then there's a very high hypothesis that this woman or this girl can be infected. Then you have long-term psychological effects, and it's also extremely painful for the girl.
UNICEF says it is important to have laws against female genital mutilation, but prosecuting people who do the cutting only has a limited effect. The UN Children's Agency says a more productive way to eliminate this practice is to raise awareness in the community about its harmfulness. It says it is crucial to enlist the support of traditional chiefs, religious leaders, and men to encourage communities to abandon this tradition. UNICEF says these measures have achieved progress in countries such as Senegal, Egypt, and Sudan. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.